I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Indo-Pacific, Oceania, the vast part of our planet where sovereign states and states attached to the United States and our allies are at risk. I've learned from Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, at risk from the People's Republic of China. Its predation includes influence peddling, purchasing airports, making promises, corrupting legislatures. And that was the story before the Trump administration stepped up. And we're anticipating that parts of the Trump administration, that would be State, Interior, NSC, and the DOD, will be actively engaged in the Pacific, not just kinetic warfare, but diplomacy or financing. Cleo has guided me through all of this. It's a vast canvas. There's no particular place more important than any other. So we begin with Cleo's conversation in Washington these last days at the Heritage Foundation, entitled The Pacific Pivot, a discussion on American strategy for the Pacific Islands. Cleo, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I feel educated on islands that were always a challenge to me. For example, you taught me how to say Kiribati and not as it's spelled, Kiribati. I have also learned that the Northern Pacific, the Central Pacific, and the Southern Pacific have distinct profiles that are necessary to apply ourselves. First of all, I'd like a general remark about your measure of the Trump administration coming in and members of Congress who are educated in these matters. Are you looking to more success in the new year? Good evening to you, Cleo.
Good evening. There are people who are associated with the previous Trump administration who I hope if they come back in are extremely good on this file. And there's a deep bench, especially if you're looking at China. Once you start to see the patterns of Chinese activity across the board, you see them very clearly in the Pacific Islands. And if that overlaps with concerns over first island chain and second island chain, you can't get to those island chains unless you can get across the Pacific. And of course, there are Americans in the region who know the area very well. The keynote speaker at that Heritage event was Congresswoman Radwagon, who represents American Samoa. And she understands the Chinese threat more than most people I've ever heard at any think tank here. And she actually put forward a very innovative idea for an Indo-Pacific charter that would be like the Atlantic Charter and frame the fight that we have in the context of this fight for freedom for the Pacific as a whole. She's a Republican, and it's interesting that Heritage chose to have her as the keynote. It was a very smart move. But that said, Heritage has been working on this file, Pacific Islands, in a bipartisan way for years. They were very helpful at getting the Compacts of Free Association passed. And they put out, Andrew Harding at Heritage put out a very important paper looking at American strategy in the Pacific Islands. So there was concern that after the Compacts of Free Association passed last year, the subject would sort of disappear. But especially with this incoming administration, I think that we're going to see a continued focus on the area within the context of U.S. Americans living in the region, Americans being part of the region, like in Guam, Commonwealth of the Marianas, American Samoa, but also within the context of China's aggressive actions against the United States.
I want to mention Heritage Foundation's scholars working on this issue, along with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. At Heritage, Jeff Smith, Cleo's mentioned Andrew Harding, and Greg Brown. So the team here is looking very, very closely at the Oceania, this vast space. But let's get to, right now, priorities, Cleo. You write most recently in your column for the Sunday Guardian that the Northern Marianas are under threat, active threat, and something needs to be done. What is the nature of the threat, to your understanding?
Yeah, thank you. So the Commonwealth of North Mariana Islands are the chain of islands just to the north of Guam, and they include the islands of Saipan and Tinian. These are places where Americans died in very large numbers in horrific battles during World War II. And at the end of World War II, they came under UN trusteeship, and eventually the people of the Northern Marianas voted to join the United States. So they are Americans, and this is American territory. But they've had some sort of oddness, or like say exclusive decision making around things like labor laws and immigration. And in one instance, currently, for example, Chinese citizens can arrive in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas without a visa. They're not supposed to leave the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, but they've been found in the hundreds taking boats illegally to Guam, where not many are claiming refugee status. They're just sort of disappearing. And some have been found on wandering around U.S. military installations there, which are highly strategic, of course. They've also, the woman that ran the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas was convicted of selling driver's licenses to Chinese nationals. They've been using the postal system to distribute drugs. So there's been and of course, there have been casinos in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas that have been running more money. One casino in CNMI ran more money than the casinos in Macau. So there's this issue that you know, over 30 members of Congress wrote to Mayorkas, to Homeland, Secretaries of Homeland, to ask that this visa loophole be closed, that Chinese coming into the United States, whether it's in CNMI or elsewhere, be required to have the same visa as everywhere else. But that loophole wasn't closed. And now even more concerning, the incoming delegate who's just elected to go to Congress from the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas is pushing for lifting the cap on direct flights from mainland China into CNMI. So she's pushing to have direct flights from mainland China straight into the United States under a situation where the Chinese nationals don't even need a visa, no background checks, nothing. So if you're worried about the northern border or the southern border, time to start worrying about the western border. This is a highly strategic location, and there's just been very little attention paid to how critical the situation is. And it's deeply affecting the security of the region. And the governor of the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas wants it dealt with, but he's not getting backup from Washington at the moment.
I want to understand this. There are undocumented Chinese nationals flying into American territory, America, and disappearing. Is that all correct?
That's correct. It's not that they're undocumented. They're legally arriving with no documentation. They're legally arriving with no visa. I mean, they have to have a Chinese passport, but they can come into the United States with no visa.
And the military is certainly aware of this. I'm a little astonished. It sounds like a version of what I've heard it from Central America. You get flabbergasted the first time you hear it. Is there any thinking out there as to why this is happening and continuing to happen? Who does it help? Does it make anybody money?
So the argument is when the members of Congress wrote to Secretary Mayorkas, the response from Homeland was that these Chinese tourists contributed money to the economy in 2008 or 2009. And so that's why they were continuing it. But, you know, at the time, Russians could also arrive in CNMI without a visa, and that loophole was closed for national security reasons. So you can even if the Chinese are contributing to the economy, and I would argue that in many cases they don't, because they buy packaged tours in China. They stay at Chinese hotels. They're going to Chinese restaurants. Like, the money just kind of circulates within a separate economy. But there are certain elements of the Chamber of Commerce that are very supportive of continuing this flow. But it's counter to U.S. national security. And as a result, that loophole can be closed. And the governor himself has said he wants it closed. He doesn't want to be dependent on Chinese tourists. We saw what they did with Chinese tourists in Palau. They can be pulled out at any minute and crash your economy. It can be used for leverage. And also, it's a national security risk.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. U.S. terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.